When you guys are working on an individual time, you're welcome to move the computers around if you like. During the meetings, we have just kind of guides here so you're not blocking the video cameras. Looks good. Okay. And if you, like, when you get up to use the whiteboard, you want to attach the little microphones to your belt or something. Okay, well, I'm recording, so you are ready to roll.
This is our kickoff meeting. And I guess we should all get acquainted. Do you want to introduce ourselves?
Hi, I'm Kiara. I'm the marketing expert. Would you like me to talk about my aims at the moment, or would you like me to just say my name and then we can talk about
this? I think we're going to.
My name is Kiara, I'm the marketing expert.
I forgot to say I'm the project manager, but I figured you all knew that already.
I'm Stephanie, and I am the user interface designer.
I'm Krista, and I'm the industrial designer.
So here's our agenda for today. We're going to do some tool training, project planning, discuss. So our aim is to produce remote control that is original, trendy, and user friendly. And to do this, we have to there's certain things we have to consider about functional aspects and conceptual design. So there it is, right. Functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design. So throughout our next couple of meetings, we'll be covering these things. So we're going to try out our whiteboard. We'll all draw our favorite animal to sum up the characteristics of that animal.
So you want us to draw it and then talk about it, or just draw it?
I think
both.
Yeah, both.
It starts. We have to decide
if
it starts.
Any volunteers? You know
what I'm going to draw. Does it have to be functional, trendy, and user friendly?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll draw.
A dolphin.
Yes.
It's like playing Pictionary.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't fit on that too.
So what characteristics do you like about your animal?
I like its tail. I think dolphins are really, they're smart and they're cute. And they like swimming, that's cool.
They're graceful.
They're graceful, yeah. And they're so
sleek.
Yeah, they're sleek and they look intelligent, and I don't know. It's a little like binocular.
And then how intelligent that one looks.
Yeah, he does look like that. I don't know. I think it's cool the interaction that, or the things that, the reasons people seem to like, you know. You get people are sitting on the beach and people are like, oh, look, there's dolphins. It's just kind of, but you know, they jump around, you know, while they're in there happy. And they're mammals, but it's
really special. Does anybody else draw their animal? It's a cat.
I don't know, they sleep all day. They're easy to draw.
Well, I had a cat as well, but I bought the spare one. So, I used the spare one. But it's harder to draw.
Of course.
Nice.
And the legs go, but anyway, we'll do that. And the main reason is that they're pretty. I think they're very pretty and they go well with the environment, and I like the way they run. And I used to do horse riding, and they're just very sort of sturdy and nice animals. And I like the way they feel, sort of under their hand. I think that's pretty much it.
It's cool.
It's a pig.
So I'm thinking we should design a remote control that's water resistant, strong, and free. You think?
And furry?
Yeah. Like a cat.
Textile.
Yeah. Tactile. We got
keep dragging it.
Yeah. Shoot. Oh my gosh. This is disastrous.
Sorry about that.
Moving on. Our selling price goal is 25 euro and profit aim is 50 million euro. So I'm guessing that we're not actually in Scotland, we're in some European country. and we hope to sell this internationally.
Okay, can you say that what's the right price goals again?
Selling price is 25 euro, profit aim 50 million. Yeah.
How many should we sell then?
Any other mathematician?
Two million. Well, it's a profit, so the profit for each is
12. Oh, yeah.
That'll do 4 million. Difficult. So.
would say 50%. I don't know what these mean because I didn't actually make the slideshow. Experience with remote control. So I guess we have to reflect on our experiences with remote controls to decide what we would like to see in a convenient, practical, nice remote control. So do we have any initial ideas for how this remote control should be designed or formatted or buttons?
I think one thing is that it should be easy to find.
I was thinking that too. I think we should design something that has like a, so you can like somehow like, you always know where your TV is, so you should have a call button. I've always wanted that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You can push a button
on
your TV.
You have it for the portable phone.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So you should have a call button on your television to find your remote control.
And even I think a little light, or even a vibrating thing. I don't know, but because it's usually under the sofa.
Yeah.
In which case you're going to be good. But if it has a sort of signal which isn't any sound, I don't know if it's expensive, maybe.
Maybe
call is enough, but yeah.
But like, your phone even just has sound
that
can vibrate, it can light up and
make
noise, and I don't know.
What if it had something like just like a magnet on the back of it, and you could, just to have some place to put it besides like a base,
a
base.
Yeah.
Like just to have a home for it.
Yeah.
I mean,
because people just stick it on top of their TV, but the point of having a remote is not to have to walk over to the TV.
Yeah,
so.
That's why it's always in the couch.
Yeah.
In the couch. I don't know. It seems like that would be hard because you're not going to be lazy.
Maybe
anything.
They should design couches that have their remote control.
Yeah, so we have the project is now couches.
Even just the thing to attach it to the, if you had a pretty object to attach to the wall, but that would really make it more expensive. But it's only a plastic thing.
Yeah.
Something like that. And the other thing
it needs to be bigger to not lose, or.
It needs to be sort of hand.
Yeah.
I don't think you need
them.
Not huge, but
definitely not.
It can't be that hard to put some kind of a noise on it.
No, it can't.
Or like a light thing. You know. I don't know.
Spaceship.
Yeah. Or make it mobile so it runs around and goes, come find you. That would be really. I'm sure we can do that for
Okay. So what do we think this remote control should 5 minutes? That's what we have left.
I also think though that it shouldn't have too many buttons because I hate having too many buttons.
Yeah.
I mean I know it has to have many functions, but like
What if, it might be a little fancy, but what if it had like a little screen? So it has less buttons, but it still has all the functions.
That would be cool.
Like the way the mobile phone does.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like.
So you could if you have, I don't know, if you have satellite, if you have 100 channels, you can, the way you do on the radio, that you call it.
Select.
Yeah, but you can program. So you can program like your favorite channels. So, like, if you had a...
But would you have a screen on the thing, or would you have it on the time you're transmitting the screen?
That's something you can decide.
I guess it could go together somehow? I don't know.
Because, I don't know, it's really expensive. If you use the telly screen, because the telly's already a screen, then you can have a programming function, really easy, sort of arrow up and down on the remote, and then use the telly as a screen.
Right.
But
I think it can for sure.
Something like not it's not on the button but it's telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
You see those people big like celebrity cribs kind of things when like they have all these things at their house. You know, their entire house is so electronic and they have like this one master control that and it's like a handheld that turns on everything sort of control, and it has like a screen and like, so I think it should be possible to have some kind of screen.
Yeah.
Must be it's too expensive though. It's
but like mobile phones have screens.
Yeah,
yeah,
true.
Yeah, that's true.
We have to remember our budget is 12,
yeah.
12.50 for to actually make the device.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but it's something to think about, yeah. And we'll have to see how much that would be.
Well, some, if you can find out in the internet how much it's. Yeah, the other thing you said, that thing about robust and water. Water resistant.
Oh, resistant.
No, but it's, I thought, spot on. Good feel, tactile.
Yeah.
The tactile feel. Maybe something that doesn't make your hands sweat a lot.
Yeah.
That's quite annoying.
Maybe just like a simple thing, have a clip on. Like, so you can clip it to your.
Yeah.
Like, that's another.
Yeah.
We should probably start wrapping up. We've got some initial ideas that we can all look into and come up with some new ones for the next meeting, which will be in 30 minutes. So, yeah. The industrial design, what is it? It's going to be getting more into the working design, so I guess we'd be looking at that's some of the things we discussed about screen and that sort of thing. Maybe something. What is the UI?
User.
That's me.
Yeah, what is it say for
the user interface
design?
User interface.
So it's gonna be more technical. I guess but maybe the working design has also to do with like the physical. The way it looks.
The working
design
is the structure.
Yeah.
What is technical function except for
I guess you'd have to find out.
It says what about email?
It was in the email. I just don't really write down.
It said, what effect should the thing have? Should it have?
Okay. Alright.
Yeah, like.
And working design. Okay.
Be a medium between you and the telling.
Yeah, excellent.
And the MU has
marketing.
So we'll be working on the use of requirements.
Okay.
So I guess that wraps it up. I'll see you all in 30 minutes. I just did.